This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Line is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, City of Hope, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Metal fusion, hip hop, rap, Motown operetta, show tunes. In fact, we've even been called upon on occasion to do a polka. However, Caribbean is a type of music, I regret to say, which has not been, is simply not, nor will ever be a part of this band's repertoire.
Nassau's gone funky, Nassau's gone soul. We got a double beat now, we're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll, Nassau got a whole lot of soul. Feel all right. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdos. People doing their own thing. They don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. And we're got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too.
Hello. Would you join, s'il vous plaît?
New York, you know, has got a lot of soul, and London town is too doggone cold. Nassau's got sunshine, and this you all know. But we all go funky, we got some soul too.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on this wonderful Friday, the first Friday in this time slot. Yeah, how'd that go? You can call us today on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us on 325-4259. 325-4259. You can text us on, you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. Or you can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So let me give you a lay of the land today. I have a very special guest to talk about a exciting something coming up real soon. So we're going to talk with them. And then I have a couple of things I want to comment on. And then I have a question for you. Oh, sugar, I have a question for you. So we have the wonderful, wonderful Janet Johnson waiting to talk about the ICWFF. No, that ain't wrestling. That's the International Culinary Wine and Food Fest. How you doing, Madam Johnson?
I'm good. How are you, Shivago? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I feel a little bit of bad, man. Like you really ain't hook up with me for a little bit. I don't understand it.
But I'm here today.
Yes, ma'am. Today. And I know y'all got all kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. And the festival is tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
We're praying for good weather.
Mm-hmm.
We won't say that R word.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the festival site. It's being set up. We've moved to the what they're calling the park,
mm-hmm.
which is below Clifford Park.
I saw that. I was driving and I was like, what is all this excitement? I saw all the flags. I saw the fencing. Yeah. I saw people setting up. I was like, what's going on? So it's the ICWFF. Okay.
Yeah, we needed, you know, we're the biggest festival in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and we needed an area where we could look at expansion.
Okay.
And so we found this space that was there that has never, ever been used.
I thought about that too, you know. I said, that's a unique, this is outside the park itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they call this area the park.
Okay, okay.
And so it runs parallel, for your listeners, it runs parallel with the Girl Guides building,
mm-hmm.
and the cricket club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Right between the cricket club and the Girl Guides, and you know, right along
West Bay
right there. And the other side is Arawaki.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all the excitement is on this side.
All right. So let me know now. So I show up at the festival. Tell me what's going to happen. Come on, walk in door.
Well, you know, our festival is unique because we've always been a cashless festival.
I remember that, yes.
And we've dabbled in the digital.
Mm-hmm. Remember that.
And this year we're going back to our festival dollars.
Okay. Okay.
So, but for the convenience of patrons, all of the banks will have credit card machines that people can pay for their festival dollars with their credit
card. Yeah, so you got your debit card, you got your credit card, you could swipe or insert or tap, whatever is required.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly, at the banks. So okay. We'll have four banks in the grounds, and a central bank will be at the Girl Guides.
All right, and
so we good.
Okay,
we good.
Okay, okay.
We've got a concert on Saturday night.
Okay,
it's going to be performed by Black Swan.
Hmm.
And we also are delighted to be working this year with Sound Crate.
Mm-hmm.
That came to our rescue when our previous sound company, the principal had some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very happy to see the cooperation that we've gotten from the industry, from the entertainment industry.
Okay.
To help us at this time. And Sound Crate is here and setting up a show that they're going to put on in terms of putting on.
So tell me
So
tell me how the day unfolds. And so, for instance, I want to spend a full day there. We start what time, and then what happens? Yeah,
we start at 11.
Mm-hmm.
We have 20 countries
mm-hmm.
that are here.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, we will have the opening ceremony at 2:00.
Okay.
Which will be presided over by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Frederick Mitchell.
You know, I was just going to ask you, because I think the first one of these that I recall, was Janet Boswick not the minister who opened it? I recall that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 1995.
Yes, yes, I recall that, yeah.
So 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, So on Saturday, we start at 11 and we go until 11 p.m.
Now, when I come there at 11 o'clock, you know, some of us Bahamians, we'll eat a big meal early in the morning now. So tell me what I could find when I reach 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you can find food from Guyana and Trinidad and Tobago and India and Jamaica and Haiti and Mexico.
Okay.
Colombia. South Africa is here in a big way. We've got Nigeria here. We've got Ghana here. We've got Ethiopian coffee here. Mm-mm. Everything is here.
Okay. It's international food, right? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the place to come for the weekend to get your fill on international food and drinks. Yeah.
And
for the children, we also have a section for the kids.
Okay.
With amusement rides and bouncing castles and all that sort of stuff, and a haunted house.
Okay. So we could go put the kids and listen, you all have a great time. Daddy, mommy, getting across here, we get and try and eat this food and then take a wine.
Right.
Bit. But y'all go over there.
In the Bacardi Skybox. Yeah.
Okay. So the kids have their spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the cost of admission is $15 for adults and $5 for children.
Okay.
And
that ain't bad. For a day of international food and stuff. No, that's not bad.
And so Saturday goes from 11 to 11.
Okay.
And Sunday is from 11 to 9.
Okay. So the concert starts when?
At 7 o'clock.
Okay.
But we'll have different bands. We've got a number of school bands performing.
Okay.
R.M. Bailey, St. Anne's, and C.R. Walker. Mm-hmm. When the boys are here too.
Wow. Okay. Now, I heard you mention all these international food places, right? Beautiful, wonderful. Nigeria, Ghana, Mexico, etc. Wonderful. You get to sample all of that and so forth. But bam in there, right?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I want to know, because I may want me a little bit of stew conger or something.
And baked crab. And,
yeah. Stop. Amen.
Okay. All that good stuff.
Okay.
All that good stuff. So, we have a big Bahamian contingent.
Mm-hmm.
This is the place to come if you're looking for some good food. And Craven is here, so you can call Craven and tell them, go buy the food from such and such a booth and bring it to you.
Man, that's just pure slackness. Oh, that's just pure slackness. Come on, man. Come on. You know what I like to tell people? I was with my son the other day in North Carolina. We went out, hang out a little bit. I said to him, I said, you know how relationships become strong? And he says, he was saying, by hanging out and stuff. I said, yeah, it's the memories that get formed when you do be together. I said, that makes a relationship strong. And these kinds of occasions, I think, create great opportunities for families, for friends, for work groups to come together and do something unique. I'm not International Wine and Food Festival every day in the Bahamas.
No.
It's a great opportunity.
It is, and it's also an opportunity to have a window into the cultural heritage of other countries and the diversity of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very, very pleased to be able to bring this.
Any Asian?
Yes. Yes, China is here.
Come on, because you was just going to...
Because
I was wondering. I'm a big Asian fan.
I
love Asian food.
They're here.
Good. Excellent.
And it's at the beginning of Diplomatic Week. Which starts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This festival is under the auspices of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like I said, been going, as you said, from Janet Bossert's time.
Yeah, back in the day.
Mm-hmm. 30 years.
You know what I recall visiting the festival? I recall the pride and smiles on the faces of folks as they represented their countries. I recall that distinctly. People were just like, you're trying my this, but you could just see them beaming with pride.
Yes. And, you know, we're very fortunate that so many of these countries have remained steadfast and committed to this event.
Right.
Some have fallen off because, you know, people grow old and die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a lot of them have stayed committed, and we're very, very fortunate to have them working with us, and we're happy to be able to organize it and to bring it every year.
It takes
almost 10 months
to plan it out, organize
everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a good influx of younger people coming to the festival?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And we see them with their cameras out doing selfies, mm-hmm. and telling their friends to come. So, you know, that's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And now that we're at the street level,
mm-hmm.
We trust that the visitor will come. You know, mm-hmm. when we were in the fort, they couldn't see us.
Right.
But now that we're at street level and they could see what's going on, we trust that our numbers from the visitors are going to go up.
Right. Little curiosity because, look like a party going on up in there. Maybe I should see what that is.
Exactly, because if I was in another country and something was going on like this, I would definitely be putting that on my thing for the day.
It happens all the time. You in Florida and you hear they having a street something there in Miami or a street something there, and then you go hang out and you go see what it is, and the next thing you know, you're eating all kind of food. You shouldn't eat that day that much.
But having a great time.
So once again, this Saturday, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, after church, if you're looking for
mm-hmm.
or you're looking for lunch and the wise slave over the pot stove, come here.
Yeah, because you ain't going to do that on Sunday. You just carry the family down there and have a doggone good time because you got all kind of choices now.
Exactly. You don't have to have the same thing that everybody else has. You choose what you would like to have.
Wow.
And dine around the world.
And the kids' spot is going to be there for Saturday and Sunday.
For Saturday and Sunday,
Oh, man,
yes.
You can't ask for more than that. You know, you can let them have a ball and you go hang out and, you know, do your adulting and enjoy the festival while they're enjoying the festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're appealing to all of your listeners to come and support the festival. Last week we were housebound because of all the rain and
only sunshine tomorrow.
Sunshine.
I'm calling on sunshine tomorrow for the weekend. Sunshine.
That's right.
We're going to feed the trees after Sunday. We're going to feed
after
the trees.
After Sunday, that's right. During the week.
During the week, we can feed the trees. we have a text here. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang was at the first one, and it became my favorite function Saturday and Sunday. Don't have to worry what to cook. There you go.
There you go. Right after my own heart.
There you go. So we're expecting some folks to be out there Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to tell you the truth. This is the truth. I have to travel, but if I was going to be here this weekend, you would see me. I promise you, but I have to travel. That's the only reason. But I could come on, folks. The International Wine and Food. Hold on. Let me back up a little bit.
International Culture.
Let me back up. Is the wine international, like, just too? I mean, like,
Yes.
We could get some of us who don't really know about wine, you get a little bit of education, a little bit of something as your sample and so forth. Is that true too?
Yes. In fact, Italy has a wine complement.
Okay.
And that is Il Dolce Vino.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be bringing the heritage wines mm-hmm. of Italy.
Okay.
To pair with some of the dishes that are going to be prepared at that booth. And, you know, Italy partners with Grey Cliff.
Okay.
So that's what's happening there. And then a lot of the other distributors are bringing in their wines.
Mm-hmm.
And South Africa is here and bringing in wines from South Africa. So we've got a number of different wine choices from the various distributors that are going to be participating. So okay. We're very, very excited about that.
Okay, so all some of you, we know, aficionados, so all sophisticated up and so forth, you know the difference between the dry, the wet wine, you know, the ones that are heavy and the ones that are light and what go with what and don't go with what. And some of us who ain't know nothing, who might want to learn, we have an opportunity to do so at this at the festival.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Man, that sounds like a ball to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right.
So this is the place to be, Bahamians and residents alike. Come out and be a part of the festival this weekend.
By the time the show is ended, I'm going to remind them once more, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for coming on, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right.
The best to you and safe travels.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to be back after this break, and I want to talk to you about something. We'll be back after the break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Say you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a question to ask y'all, but before I ask y'all that question, the tiger is from that Rocky movie. And it seems like we almost had a little Rocky movie scene the other day between Michael Pintard and Lincoln Bain. Very unfortunate exchange between them, very belligerent behavior, very unprofessional behavior displayed both in word and in action by one, but and also in word by both, right? Very unfortunate, I thought, the kind of thing that is not what we want in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, not what we desire in a 21st century Bahamas, not what we want in a civil society of ours. We don't want that kind of brutish, gangster-like kind of display, either in word or in deed, from any person, any candidate. Okay. Now, fortunately, there has been an apology, for instance, extended by Lincoln Bain. I don't get to judge whether man's heart is authentic or not about a thing, but I do note that falling upon the apology, there were all kinds of excuse-making in respect of comments made and so forth. Some people say Michael Pintard never issued an apology. Now, maybe that's unfortunate as well, but the reality is that the exchange was not indicative of what we want in our politics, in our leadership at all. I have to say that, you know, there are some who question whether the display reflects that somebody has the leadership temperament. I mean, the Guardian's editorial spoke to this effect. I thought the Guardian's editorial was quite balanced in respect of reporting on the matter, speaking to the matter. However, the question of somebody's temperament being reflective, that whether that display was reflective of leadership, I do not agree with that, because it is not what a person does at a moment in time that is indicative of their temperament. It is what they do over time that is indicative of their temperament. Any been in leadership, whoever proposes to be in leadership, can point to moments in their lives when they acted in what they would regard as, and what others would objectively regard as, out of character. Anyone who has observed Michael Pintard, Brave Davis over the course of the last 4 years and what have you would note that they have been quite civil. They have been quite quite moderate in their tune and temperament. They have displayed, for the most part, professionalism in their decorum. And so, you know, human beings being who they are, from time to time, any one of us would blow up, say things, do things, and then, of course, not be proud of what we have done. I, Shivago Lang, has been there, and I could tell you all leaders I have ever been around, with the exception of maybe one or two, have been there. And I just may not know what they when they were there. So I don't think that that speaks to anybody. Nobody should be condemned to a fate by a single deed. That's why we talk about people who lie and people who are liars. We talk about people who teach and people who are teachers. You know, because your character is defined by your display, your behavior, your attitude over time, not an incident in time. Jesus Christ, as an example, doing what he did, turn over the tables, et cetera, et cetera. You go in any church today, I don't care how righteous you think you are and what your cause is, and start turning over things, saying people ain't doing the right thing, people will say something wrong with you. Okay? So I don't buy it. I do believe that that Brother Bain does need to check himself, not just to apologize, but to check himself, because there is the, this is not the first time he's done this to Mr. Pintad. It happened in the opposition room when Mr. Pintad was doing a press conference. I mean, it is entirely inappropriate that any leader who seeks to be a leader would do that, right? You're trolling, you're an opposition and trolling another opposition man. You're not trolling Prime Minister. How come Mr. Bain would not do that to Prime Minister Davis, who is actually the person who he wants to replace? Right? You shouldn't do it to the Prime Minister, but why wouldn't you troll him like that? You go keep going after Mr. Pintad. What is that about? And if Mr. Pintad is weak and Mr. Pintad is not what you think he should be, why are you trolling him? You know what you call a person who is trying to fight an attack or who is trying to get at a weak person? What do you call that kind of person? You call him a bully. Because bullies go after weak people. Right? Non-bullies go after the strong. So I don't know what he thinks is to be gained by this, but a rational thinking person looks at it and goes, that's kind of odd though, that you in opposition trolling an opposition rather than trolling the people who you want to replace. Okay? And then of course Mr. Pintad needs to not be triggered by these displays, and then end up saying stuff that even his own constituents might think, you know, are you saying that's me too, etc. So you gotta not go there with people who are trying to bring you down. Bring you down to their level, to the place and thinking they want to think. Okay? And that's not right. And that's not good. And let me tell you a politician something, buddy. I tell all of y'all that, Mr. Pintad, Mr. Davis, all of y'all. When you see crowds crowded together and there's agitation, that's not a good time to have any kind of conversation with people. And you have to bring them into an environment that's civil, that's calm, and so forth. With the best of intentions, all you are doing is diving into hostility. And you don't want to do that, right? Do we have a call on the line?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing? Go right ahead. What's up?
I'm okay, sir. Thank you for your sentiments on that issue yesterday with those two leaders. And I think it's an opportunity where both of them could show forth some good character in terms of response. Lincoln opted to apologize. Mr. Pintad, being the leader of the opposition and the leader of the Free National Movement, I think, can do well in extending forgiveness. We have a society that seems not to be too forgiving, and I think this is an opportunity where he can show forth those qualities of being forgiving and moving on from the incident. But what I wanted to call on this Friday for, because I look forward to Fridays with you, Mr. Lang, and the music, what dropped into my spirit today was, is it possible we could get a, or even if you still just sprinkle some of it through today, some Bohemian Golden Oldie?
Yeah. The day, if you listen to the music I'm playing today was befitting the topic that I was, Funky Nassau.
Yes.
Eye of the Tiger.
Yes. It's been a thrilling week, so it's been a,
yes.
You got to play Triller.
Yeah.
Observing all that's been going on.
You wait till you see the question I have to ask y'all.
So, Mr. Lang, we had ratifications last night.
Why you don't let me ask my question, man?
Now, okay, in my closing, if you look at the pictures from last night, right? I don't know whether it's if they got a color change, brand change, but if you look at the pictures that were posted in The Guardian, particularly from last night on their digital platforms, there's this Cheetos dust that's on it. I don't know what the Cheetos dust is about.
I don't see any Cheetos dust in the Guardians thing.
But look at it. I don't know if it's supposed to be gold dust or what at the bottom of the picture.
I know what it looks, but the Guardian gave him a good rollout. I mean, it's a beautiful front page rollout. It looks good. Looks good. So I know about the Cheetos, but we'll see. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you. Appreciate you. Another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah. Mr. Lang, you know you and I don't always agree, right? But, you know, I like the last caller. I'd like to thank you for the ideas or the sentiment and along those lines with the little exchange between Mr. Bean and Mr. Pindad, right?
Mm.
You know, Michael and I went to school together,
mm-hmm.
played on the basketball team for a while. I know Michael. Michael is not a coward. So, you know, I mean...
So you know he showed great restraint, right?
Yeah. You know, I know Michael. You know, the thing is, and I go on back to, like, us, when we arguing on the basketball court, like in grade 7, but he was always a person, like, to stand up for people, you know. So, you know, I got to go from the youthful days. And so, with Mr. Bean, right, but I wouldn't, and you said something that I thought was important. We shouldn't condemn them because of these little heated arguments when we know, and you, when your political reviews come, I just listen. Because you're speaking from personal experience, right? So what I'm saying is, I like the message you send to both of them, right? But Mr. Bean has gonads also. So what I'm saying is, in the context of the words that we use, right?
Mm.
The term crackhead, right? You know, like, that's like become a new context. It's like a joke, like, but for me personally, to sit, as I know Michael and I know Lincoln, right? I would never say that Lincoln literally meant that. You understand what I'm saying?
The problem is...
It is insulting.
The problem is none of us knows what a person really means, so we only have to listen to the words they speak. Everybody ain't using that word, buddy, because I ain't calling nobody crackhead.
They talk about, you know, from the social media, but you know, the young people, like, I don't use it, you know, Mr.
That's not appropriate.
It's becoming used in the wrong context, but...
Yeah.
I mean, politics is a dirty game. I just wanted to say that, but...
Politics ain't no dirty game. There are dirty people in politics. There are dirty people in law. There are dirty people in medicine. There are dirty people in
the lady
church
you
want
on, the pharmacist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to bring her on for another day, right? Sometime way up in the future, but it'll be great, you know?
Mm-hmm. I got you, brother. Thanks a lot. Yeah, appreciate you calling. This text is Mr. Lang, in my opinion, Mr. Bienfields, Mr. Pintard is a threat to him, but he or Mr. Pintard is applying for the same job. Mr. Pintard ain't a threat to him. He is trying to get with Mayor Mr. Pintard is. Mr. Pintard is the leader of the opposition. He's the head of the second most popular political party in the country. There's great distance between the two of them. But he continues to call Mr. Pintard weak. Well, why are you chasing a weak man? Why a weak man? You trolling a weak man? This weak man in the newspaper all the time with his message out there all the time. You are not. This weak man is out there challenging the prime minister. But why are you trolling a weak man? Why not troll the man who you regard as strong, who's the prime minister? I mean, that just makes sense to me. If I'm trying to become prime minister, I want to get after the man who's prime minister. Right? And I want to appeal to the broad population who will make me that, because it's them who have to vote. Mr. Pintard can't vote for him. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello? Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, great show. Here's Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Thank you, man. Right here, my friend.
I just want to comment on the reason why Mr. Bean continuously the troll of Mr. Pintard, right? He does it because Michael Pintard has emotion. He sometimes give emotional responses to things, which is always a bad thing. He did it twice, once with Leonard Hanna Martin, and Lincoln got him to do it before. So he's actually trying to get him to act out of character in the public to make him look bad. And Mr. Pintard has, that's actually his weak point, you know, because he's seen it, he showed it before, that's his weakness. If you poke the bear long enough, he would actually give an emotional response opposed to education response to a situation. Mr. Rafe Davis, because he rarely gives emotional responses to situations. He may give a response that makes absolutely no sense, but rarely an emotional response to a situation.
Mm.
So that's the reason why he actually trolls Mr. Pintard.
Mm. I agree, Judas, what he's trying to do for the most part. And
yeah, because
I can tell you one thing. Don't come shop. Don't come up in my face running on with that kind of stuff. I'm not going to get physical and I'm not going to get violent. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to say something offensive to you and other people that can apply to other people. But I can tell you what I would say, because if it was me, I'd tell him, listen, bro, let me tell you something. I understand your frustration. I understand that you are trying to be where I am. Keep trying, man. Keep trying.
Yeah, but like they say, bear in mind, right? That's Mr. Pinto.
But I can tell you this much. If it is his Achilles heel, then my friend, with the greatest respect, in the last 4 years, he has been extremely disciplined. You ain't gonna tell me nothing but Michael Pinto, bro.
I know him. But like I said,
I know him.
Bear in mind, Mr. Bean hard pulled the bell.
You're right.
He did it publicly.
I understand.
So he's trying to do it again because he knows, and you know, Mr. Ben, he has a tendency, he could pull the bell.
I got you.
One thing he is good at, he could push them buttons.
He could push some people button.
Yeah. I mean, he's smart, you know. He's not a stupid man. He knows who he could do it.
I know, but that's smartness. I know sometimes what even a lion knows how to approach an elephant.
Right. Yeah, but he can't do it, Mr. Brave Davis, because even if he keep on pushing his buttons, Mr. Brave Davis have a defense mechanism where he keep on, like, moving his feet, and he really gets temperament.
Yeah.
His temperament is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a low-tempered person,
but he can't really push
his buttons like that.
But I want people to know, though, you may not push him to shout at you, but don't sleep on Mr. Davis.
I've heard about that.
Don't sleep on Mr. Davis.
I've heard about that. But all right,
my brother. Take care, my friend.
Yeah.
This text says, I know what Mr. Bean mean because he said so. He told him stop using drugs, so that's what he meant. Absolutely. At the march, Mrs. Wilson said we going for a peaceful march, but Lincoln said he dressed in jail clothes and he was willing to go to jail. This is a text I'm reading. He said he was willing to go to jail with the people if they crossed the line. He did not get the people to act disorderly, so he was disappointed. Yeah, I mean, you know, people... Listen, man, when people show you what time it is, believe them. It's reality. Just believe them. This says, there you go again, defending Mr. Pinto, but not a word about Mr. Pinto. Listen, I will not read another word from you because you are absolutely unfair, dishonest, unwilling to say the truth. I spoke, producer, did I not speak to both Michael Pintard and Mr. Bain and about their behavior and their conduct? And this dishonest person would sit here and say, I did not. Man, I will not read a single, don't text me no more because I ain't read nothing from you. Absolute nonsense. It says, the PLP gets to go, please, they gotta go. Or said, PLB got to go, okay? Says, yes, it shows your being is weak. A weak person, yeah. I agree. I believe that. It's true. All right. We're gonna pay our respects to our sponsors on the break, but we're going to go back. We're going to go to the news break. When I come back, I have a question. This is my question for you. Has Sebastian changed the fortunes of the PLP for the better? He got nominated last night with the 14. Has Sebastian changed the fortune of the PLP for the better? Yes or no? That's what I'm asking you to tell me. Yes or no? When we come back from the news break, you can send in your answer, call in your answer, however you wish. We'll be back after this news break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bull, Fine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More local, more specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Attention pizza lovers! Markle's is getting bigger and better! We're offering a deal that can't be missed! Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10! You heard right, just $10! This offer is only available at our Southwest Burnett Road, Robinson Road, and Prince Charles locations. Call in or order online and pick up in-restaurant today. This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time only.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road.
Get ready for the Clifford Big Bro Riley Memorial Concert, Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries. It is absolutely free. Performances by Landlord, Sammy Starr, Solo Maid, Antonio Roll, Mr. Black, Sharon Gardner, Rico, Najia Seminet, Mr. J, Peter Ronks, Mr. Beads, Natasha Taylor, Oslin Jador, Ema, Aliyah Coley, Kristen Massive, Adriana Munnings, Akeem Gardner, DJ Godson, Shabak, Kingdom Mind Ministries, Apostle Henry Higgins, Young Wisdom, Monty Sweat, and the Daughter of Big Bro. Come as we reflect on the life and legacy of Clifford Big Bro Riley. See you there.
Wake up, Bahamas. The Morning Blend team is hitting the road. Join us Thursday, October 23rd, live from Bahamar, the Caribbean's leading integrated resort destination, as we bring you front row access to Return of Fuse Caribbean Art Fair, now bigger and brighter than ever. It's all part of the Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival, happening October 22nd through 26th, featuring world-class chefs, exclusive tastings, masterclasses, and a headline performance by four-time Grammy Award winner and Bahamian rock legend Lenny Kravitz. With over 120 artists and galleries from 21 countries, Fuse promises an immersive celebration of creativity, culture, and Caribbean brilliance. So don't miss Morning Blend, live from Bahamar, Thursday, October 23rd, as we capture the sights, sounds, and stories of Fuse Caribbean Art Fair.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Friday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-623-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This is the question. You could make all the comments you want about Mr. Bean and those, but this is the question. This is the question I have for you. Did Sebas Bastian, by his nomination as a candidate for the PLP, improve the PLP's prospect to win? Did he improve their prospect to win? Did he change the game? Is the PLP more likely to win? Because Sabas Bastian has been nominated as a candidate. That's the question I have for you today. All right, let's see. We got some texts here. I'm going to read those. This text says, Mr. Lang, 52 more often than not calls your show talking absolute nonsense, and I think today is an example of that. No one, not even young people, call each other crackheads. The saying is, stop playing crackhead games. But when you call someone a crackhead and follow that up by telling them to stop doing drugs, those are what we call fighting words. Yeah, I didn't understand what he meant by people calling people crackhead. I have young people in my life. I never hear them say anything like that. It says, good morning, I missed a question. Well, I hope you just got it. Did Sabas Bastian improve the PLP's prospect to win with his nomination? That's the question. That's the question, all right? This text says, Mr. Bean always had bad things to say about the FNM leader. Okay, surprise, surprise. This says, good day, Zhivago. Interesting perspective on Mr. Bean and Pintard. I feel that Bean on more than one occasion has done his best to provoke Mr. Pintard. My advice to Mr. Pintard is not to stoop to Mr. Bean's level of ignorance, but rather bring him, that Mr. Bean, to his level of intelligence. The best way to change a person's mind about you is to do the opposite of what they expect you to do. This is what when Mr. Pintard show Mr. Bean he is not on his level by ignoring him, he will get the message to stop his nonsense. I don't think he should ignore him because sometimes people take ignoring and even people looking at it, they take it as you are weak and you're scared. I don't think he should ignore him. I think he should certainly be mindful to respond to him in an intelligent, mature way. But show him, bro, you can't push up in my face. I'm not doing that. And you can demonstrate I'm not afraid of you no matter what. And I also think he should let the police do its job, their job. If the police believes that somebody is a threat to you, you're the leader of the opposition. You're a member of parliament. Mr. Bean is not. And if they believe that he is a threat to you, then let them do their jobs. If they have to move him back, if they have to arrest him, do whatever they have to do, let them do their job. That's what I believe. It says, good day, Mr. Lang. The incident with Mr. Pintard and Mr. Bean is that Mr. Bean has attacked Mr. Pintard twice, and Mr. Pintard should not accept his apology because for him to do it twice, he is intentionally doing it. The caller who said that Pintard went at Glenn's is because when Pintard was in Parliament in the early stages of his opposition leadership, Glenys was one of the MPs who always heckled him when he wanted to make his contribution. She would say things at him, so he needed to stand up against them by doing what he says to Glenys and the rest of the PLP MPs. After Pintard did that, what he did, they all stopped heckling him. I want people to be aware. I, Zhivago Lang, not nobody else. I didn't get this from nobody else. Watch the House of Assembly. And I listened because even though members of parliament were sitting down, I listened to comments that they were saying to Michael Pintard in their seats. They were unflattering comments. And they think because it doesn't get recorded in the Hansard because you're sitting down, the audience don't hear. I mean, let's not be stupid in this world, man. Play ignorant. We know exactly what time it is. This text says, truth is truth, and if it lies, it's lies. It's called defamation, and the opposition could take legal action. People say that all the time, right? But the truth of the matter is, you take a legal action about somebody who has defamed you, that's going to take lots of time, and you have all this time for this to be hanging out there about you being this, that, and the next thing. I'm getting airtime because you're now suing people about something. Sometimes that is important, but you have to also make a judgment about that. So don't let nobody fool you talking about, oh, you could always sue me. People get to say things, and they're hanging out there for years and years and years because the lawsuit never comes. And or it takes place very slowly. Come on, man. Says, but Mr. Pintard initiated this hostile exchange. That is untrue. If what I saw on the video was true, and I know it to be so, that is untrue. Mr. Pintard was having a conversation with someone. A lady, a COLI person, injected herself in it. Mr. Pintard then said, I'm not talking to you. And then Mr. Mr. Bean injected himself in the conversation. In the Bahamas, we say, well, listen, if I have an A and B conversation, you need to see your way out of it. So the two of those other people injected themselves in a conversation Mr. Pintard was having with them. And Mr. Bean knew why he injected himself in the conversation. And it escalated from there. So don't talk but no initiated no hostility. That's nonsense talk for people who already know what happened. Nonsense talk. So not Lincoln Bean. So what needs attention is the fact that the PM is ignoring the civil servants, has done nothing good for the country, and doesn't care. Sometimes we have to fight for what's right. Our future is at stake. No, all of it deserves attention. What Mr. Pintard did, what Mr. Bean did, what Prime Minister Davis has done. We aren't narrowly intelligent people. We can think about all these things in turn. So no, that's not the only thing we have to think about. Especially when people are spreading lies and untruth about a thing or about you. This text says we need to stop sitting like a bunch of conks and get radical. Sitting back is why we are in this position now. Put your bias aside and choose Bahamians over politics and personalities. But you get to be the only person who's doing that. You get to judge us that we are not doing that because you say that's what you're doing. You are not a conk. And what do you mean we need to stop being conks and just sit down? What is it that you want us to pick up a gun and go start waving it? Go in people's faces and start spitting in people's faces, shouting names at them? What is it that you wish us to do so that we're not conks? Because you are now the only non-conk in the Bahamas. Say, look at our country. Look into your children's eyes. Their future is doomed. Under the FNM and the PLP, they've been in power for 52 years, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is insanity. We haven't even given COI a chance. It's more than just Lincoln Bean. COI has many innovative men and women. Bahamas is ready to take this nation to the next level. But you're not going to get a chance talking the way you're talking. Because all you want to do is insult people. They're conks now. You don't want to make a rational, intelligent case for the COI. You just want to call people's name. You want to tell them that nothing happened on all the time that the FNM and PLP has been in power. You know how ignorant that sounds? Do you know what the Bahamas was like before the PLP came to power? Do you know what the Bahamas was like before the FNM came to power? It is absolute ignorant to say to people, nothing has happened under the FNM and PLP. You can say to people, I'm not satisfied, I'm not pleased, I'd like more to happen, but it is ignorant, untrue, incorrect, and unfactual to say that nothing has happened. You obviously, clearly, do not know what the Bahamas was like before the PLP came to office or before the FNM came to office. You have no idea. You are also calling the people who did the changes and made those changes by putting those people in power that they're stupid, they're dumb, they're ignorant. That's what you seem to be suggesting to people. And then you wonder why you can't get anywhere. That's not how you do it, friend. Not by that. That's not going to get you there. Now, to the question, this person says, no, I don't think so. This will be a repeat of Mr. Wilson and Mr. Lang. Okay, so that question, the answer is no, Sabas has not provided a game changer. That's that question. This says Lincoln has nothing to offer, so he has reverted to the shock and anger baiting of his controversy TV days. He did the same in the two churches he eventually lost leadership of. Everyone are liars, corrupt, thieves, etc., except him. Even then, says this text, even then he promised that he could fix all problems that existed without needing to know the causes. To Bean, even Jesus was weak and should have used all means necessary to have people do what he wanted done. Bean is simply, in clinical terms, a narcissistic, pathological person. When a person tells or shows you who they are, believe them, says that person. Okay? This says, good day, Lang. Yes, he did change the way of the PLP because Sabas' aim is to be leader of the PLP. Bottom line, that's the only position. Fit him. Watch and see. today is October 7, 2025, a day to remember. Okay, so that's a yes. All right, y'all love being one, y'all answer to Sebastian Krasnick. This says, what I said was that I didn't seem to me that he literally meant that it's true in its true context. Mr. Pindad is not a crackhead. This is foolishness if I opine. Keep the visceral BS to yourself. My brother, you could run on all you want. Mr. Bean said what he wanted to say. He said, stop taking drugs. You're a crackhead. What kind of intelligent person would not take that to mean you are a drug-taking crackhead? Producer, are you missing something? You tell somebody, stop taking drugs, you are a crackhead. And I'm supposed to believe you don't literally mean you are a drug-taking crackhead? Man, y'all, come on, man. And then you always get mad with people, and people call you all out on your nonsense. Seriously? I saw the exchange. Nobody needs to tell me what happened. I saw the exchange. Thank God for video recording. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We'll be listening to you. Hold on 1 minute. There isn't even enough. The other day I asked who would win, PLP or FNM, blah, blah, blah. There isn't even enough enthusiasm to answer this question about Sabas. That should tell you something. Not even enough enthusiasm to answer it. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Shivago.
Yes.
Sabas will be an asset to any party. Mm. You would understand. In this politics, you need money. Is example with Elon Musk and Donald
No, but
Trump.
But my question nope. is, my question, hold on. My question isn't, is he going to be an asset? I'm asking you, is he a game changer such that the PLP's prospect to win is improved by him being nominated?
Yes, it has improved
100%. 100%, okay.
The PLP was always a strong party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Sabas on board, mm-hmm. It's a foregone conclusion.
Okay.
You know?
All right, bro. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Somebody here says, I say no. He didn't change the game for the PLP to have another win. Okay? So guess what the score is now? 2-2. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
What happened on Bay Street the other day between both those leaders.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't only happened just on Bay Street. This has gone all over the Caribbean, United mm-hmm, States,
mm-hmm,
wherever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And see, this conversation is not going to just put a band-aid on that
mm-hmm.
and just apologize and mm-hmm. just brush away just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may call a man fat, skinny, long, tall, and he forget it and move away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say certain things to mm-hmm. a man and he have a family,
mm-hmm. you're a drug-dealing crackhead.
Yeah.
Drug-using crackhead.
Exactly. I wonder, when this was going to end on stop, because some of these leaders have to know what to say when they reach inside the public domain, because why? The little school children them are hearing these things,
mm-hmm.
the fellas on the street,
mm-hmm.
and they be looking at you with a cross eye.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't not going to say, well, the man apologized. In their mind,
yeah, you didn't
they
say
are
it.
Still thinking
mm-hmm.
whatever was said.
Yeah.
Whatever Mr. Pindad said to Mr. Lincoln was wrong. Whatever Mr. Lincoln said to Mr. Pindad was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they are going to fix it, because if you're apologizing, why are you apologizing? Was it true what you said? That's the key point.
That's true. That's true. Why are you apologizing for something you said that you think is true? Because you get catch? Let me ask you a question. Hello, you still there? Oh, you went? You left? Okay. Question. This is the question on the floor. Is Sabas a game changer making the PLP's prospect to win better? That's the question. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Good day.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. All right, you can say what you wanted to say. I just wanted to get your answer first.
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, too. It's just we're getting a feedback.
Abbas running, this is not going to change nothing with the PLP.
Okay.
From this 5 years of corrupt, bad governance, and he's not going to change nothing. If the people don't want him, they're still going to take everything and kick you in your hip.
I got you, brother. Appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. This says Lang Sabas is a big changer because people now want to feed off him. They are suckers. I can read you as a yes. We got a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langios. We'll be back after the break. If you feel like you've been down the same
road. When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. If you want to call, 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, so it is okay. The question still is, does Sabas make a game changer for the PLP, meaning they get to improve their possibility of winning because of him. So it's okay for Mr. Pintar to be disrespectful to a female, but if Mr. Bean is disrespectful, then that is a problem. Let me tell you all something, yeah? Don't equivocate. Mr. Pintar saying to a lady, I am not talking to you, with calling somebody a drug-dealing crackhead. All right? Or Mr. Pintard saying, you can't keep a wife. Don't let anybody do that. How many of us have people inject themselves in our conversation and said, I'm not talking to you? With the greatest respect to you all, that is not disrespectful. If I'm talking to somebody else and you're injecting yourself in the conversation, and I tell you I am not speaking to you, that's not disrespectful. That's me telling you I'm trying to have a conversation with somebody and you are being rude and disrespectful by injecting yourself in the conversation. So I'm not going to let nobody do that. It was disrespectful for Mr. Pintar to say to Lincoln Bean after Mr. Bean said other things to him. You can't keep a wife or whatever other things he said. And it's disrespectful for Mr. Bean to tell Mr. Pentad you're a drug-using crackhead. But I'm not talking to you. That's disrespectful, man. Come on, man. I know you ain't as soft as that. Come on. You know better than that. See, also, just proves that Pentad was or is not a drug addict. No, that's nonsense. See, this is another thing. Let me teach you all something. Let me teach you something. In our law, he who asserts must prove. You don't get to call me something and then I have to prove I'm not. That's nonsense, stupidness. And in defamation law and libel law, if you assert it, you have to prove it. So Mr. Bean has to prove that Mr. Pentad is a drug-using crackhead. And so I'm not going to let any of you with that ignorant talk say anything like that. Don't walk around telling people they are liars, they are this and that, and you don't prove it, and then talk, but they'll prove you're not a liar. What if I said to you, you are a drug dealer? Are you going to tell me now you're going to prove you're not a drug dealer? That's stupid. That's stupid. I shouldn't call you something or say something to you unless I can prove it. So don't do that. You call that someplace else, but not here. This says, I don't see Pentad refuting the accusation. That's not, see? That's stupid. They said, Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus didn't say nothing. So was Jesus not the king? That's stupid. You call me a jackleg. And I don't say nothing, and you're not saying to me that means I'm a jackleg? Okay, bro, let me say some things about you. That's nonsense talk. It's ignorant talk. It's really ignorant talk. This says also, if he was in fact at Sandlin's, a Sandlin's patient, would you want someone like that? I wouldn't want somebody in office who runs around calling people a drug-using crackhead and doesn't prove it. I wouldn't want anybody in office like that. I wouldn't want somebody in office walking around wielding no gun. I wouldn't want that. So see, be careful the judgment and standards you use, bro. It's absolute stupidity. Nonsense talk. We don't need none of that in our politics. None. This says, good day. Sabas is in business and not in parliament. That's floppy. Yeah? Okay. Says Lady Green and Brother Newry, both men are blind for the PLP. But Proper does not see a victory for the PLP. Remember that this general election is a Jehovah God Almighty move towards righteous government for the Bahamas, from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah. Okay? You're only answering my question, but you sure are saying some stuff. So, Mr. Lang, it takes more than Sabas to help the PLP. Too much damage has been done. It would take Michael Clifton, Pentad, and the FNM to clean up the country, so that's a no. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, it's two sides to a story. Pentad told Mr. Bean he can't keep no wife, and he paying rent. Who tells a man that in public? You already heard me speak to that. Mr. Bean apologized because he's an intelligent man. Mr. Pentad is a very arrogant man. He will never be prime minister. And you are God. You are God. You could tell him what he will never be. You know. Wow. This text says, yes, okay, for Sabas is a game changer. Says, was Mr. Pentad disrespectful to Mrs. Hannah Martin in the House of Assembly? And I don't know the incident you're talking about per se. I don't know. That's for Mr. Bean to prove his statement. Absolutely. That's how life works. It's that person who texted that nonsense obviously doesn't know how the law works. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. In my opinion, Mr. Bastian obviously will appeal to the emotional population who is always seeking a get-rich-quick scheme without putting in the work to ascertain success or wealth. But the nature of human beings is that we always want more and are not willing to exert the effort to achieve it. So from that point of view, yes. Okay, so that's a yes. Thank you very much for that. That's straightforward answer to the question. Good explanation. I got you. This text says, Mr. Lang, I'm disappointed in the PLP and the Bahamian government. This country looks even more corrupt now that Sabas will be on their ticket. He has billed the government agencies for leasing his buildings more than a conflict of interest. Crime surely pays. This move will make it worse for the PLP's chances. at fleecing the Bahamian people. Stop the disrespect now. Bring it on. But for me and my house, anything goes. All right, so that's a no. That's a no, according to that caller. All right, let's see if we get a few before we go to break. Boy, this text says, hi, Mr. Lang. No, I don't think so. So that's a no. Mr. Bastian's nomination will I do not think Mr. Bastian's nomination will improve the PLP's chance of victory because most of the voters are not loyal to any party, and when voters are fed up with the party, voters don't care who you put in the chair, they will vote you out. The PLP haven't made our lives any better. No new infrastructure. The roads are deplorable. The hospital deplorable. The schools need teachers. Crime out of control. The country is dirty, and we can't go on. We can go on and on. The PLP must go. No transparency. No accountability. We are tired, says that texter. This says, I think Sabas impacts the game because his name stands out. It's like Trump becoming president. You knew he was going to win. I wonder if he'd improve the economy, should he win. I think they'd believe his promises because he has the money. So that's a yes, okay? This says, I am sitting with my popcorn waiting for Anton's call. Please take his call. This text says, the island Luckman will make a difference, but I feel he will show Bahamians that the PLP is handing the country to the number boys. We have two huge number house trying to govern in the government, get into the government. So that's another yes by that person. This says, Mr. Lang, for me, Sabas makes the PLP's prospect worse. That's a no. My 23-year-old daughter was leaning PLP, but now says she's the reason she will not be voting. He's the reason she will not be voting PLP. I was not leaning PLP before, and I'm not in Fort Charlotte, but I can say that I held Alfred Sayers in very high regard. I can't say the same for Sabas, okay? This says, Pintard slammed Glennis about her husband's suicide. Oh, wow, I didn't know. I don't know. I honestly did not know that. That would be terrible. I don't know. That's awful. Says, okay, this is the incident referencing Glennis heckled him on Togi and Bobo, and he replied, which it on your next break. Watch it. Okay, I will. But, you know, I mean, again, though, this all the same thing, though. I mean, if you are hinting that I'm involved with a murder plot, and, you know, it's all nonsense. Terrible things for you to be alluding to my husband or wife's suicide. That's all terrible nonsense. And this is what happens. It's a deterioration to the bottom that don't get us nowhere. It's terrible. We can take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We got lots of callers, texts. We'll take a break. We'll be back after the break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. What's the score so far? Is Sabas a game changer for the PLP, making it easier for them to win? The answer so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 yeses. Answer, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. 7 noes. Tie so far. All right, we got some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hello, hello.
Hey, yes, yes, I'm listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I had to call back. Firstly, I have two nephews and a niece living in Port Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing on the ground is some enticement, so he is making a difference. I think he would make a difference, but okay. I just wanted to share this with you because I called previously. Apparently, the version that I received on the WhatsApp group, it was edited, right?
Mm.
So I didn't get to hear all that you were saying that the person said. So I just wanted people to be mindful of that and let's stop the visceral personal attacks because I don't call these talk shows to talk of foolishness. Likewise, you. So
yeah.
I was wondering if you think they're paying you for the consultation you're giving them? Because I said that me and Mr. Pintard went to high school together.
Mm.
So I didn't side with anybody. I was saying that I agreed with you. And so the fact that we are all humans, you said something profound at the beginning of the show, that someone shouldn't be condemned for just a single incident.
Mm.
All right? Bless up.
Appreciate you calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. No? Okay. This text says, hello, Sabas will win his seat because of the peeps that are fantasizing about handouts, but he won't bring fresh support to the party. He actually may repel support. Okay, so that's a no. He'll win, but the party, no. Okay. This text says, Sabas is not a game changer. That's another no. Okay. This says, Sabas makes no difference. The PLP will lose this election on their record of performance. Money does not make Bahamians stupid. Okay, there you go. This says, that's another no. This says, you give me your number? Why you give me your number? This text says, Mr. Lang, I do not think Sabas was a game changer. That's another no. If anything, it strengthens my feelings that the PLP is untrustworthy and lacks integrity. Why should someone who prospered from that sector now be trusted to make laws, given that legalization later moved forward despite that no vote? The Gaming Act disqualifies cabinet members and close family from holding gaming employment licenses. If he enters cabinet, what specific legal instrument or transaction ensures he is compliant on day one? He also said that he will step aside from Island Luck. Well, what does that mean? Divestment and putting everything in trust or just not going to meetings and making decisions? Sabas has built and leased government offices via PPPs. If he is in parliament, how will he avoid real or perceived self-dealing when lease renewals, rent negotiations on new PPPs come up. I have serious concerns with the precedents they are setting, says that person. Okay? This text says, Sabas is an excellent businessman who seeks to serve. Politics can't further him financially at all. He is set to lose more than he can gain. He is in it for the right reasons, which is to modernize our country and bring innovative ideas. Can you imagine Sabas walking into one of these ministries? He would hold his head in dismay. 1999 operations in 2025. Let's go, Sabas. Okay, so I've count that as a yes. This text says, I say no. Sabas is a mid-aged man with a young child and big business that needs his full attention. He has been doing well with family, not good for politics. So that answer is no. This text says, wow. No, this says, you know, about the incident when Mr. Pinta disrespect Mrs. Hanna, because you addressed on your show the day it happened. I could send you a clipping of it to refresh your memory. Maybe so, but I saw the clip. I saw the clip. What was said in the bleachers was not good. What was said on the mic was awful, and it was said on the mic. And the big difference is, and Michael knows this, is if you say what you say on your seat, that's one thing. It never gets registered in the answered, even if people can hear it over the air. But when you say it on the mic, that's a different story, and everybody knew what the implications was. It was an awful thing to say. Awful. Okay, so I'm not going to deny that. Since we voted no for the lottery again, we will vote a big no for Sabas. So Sabas, no again. All right. He's not a game changer, according to that texter. This says the Titanic was said to be the greatest ship of its time. Just as the Titanic sunk when it hit that iceberg, the PLP, despite Sabas, will sink due to poor leadership, mismanagement, freedom of information, lies, and scandalous affairs. I say definitely no. So that's another no there. This text says, no, he will not make a difference. No again, says that texter. All right, boy, you're rolling now. This says, good day, Shivago. Mr. Bastian will not be a game changer. That's another no for the PLP. Perhaps he may play on the poor people's emotion by throwing his money at them to win that seat. However, we Bahamians will look at the PLP's overall record and will determine that they do not deserve a second chance. By the way, I want children to know, people keep talking about Sabas's money or anybody else's money. If you use money to treat voters, it is against the law. Can I tell you again? If I give you $5, $2, $3, $10, $1,000, $100, etc., for as an encouragement to vote, if I give you a car, a TV, a thing, as an encouragement to vote, that is against the law. It's called treating. It's called treating, and it can be punished. You can be prosecuted and punished for doing so. It's against the law. Now, you say it happens. I'm only telling you. Right? If I throw a party with drinks and thing them for you to try to get you to vote for me, that's called treating. It's all treating. All right. This says, no, Mr. Bastian, don't improve the PLP's chances of win. No, that's another no. All right. This text says, game over, big time. What does that mean? I don't understand. So what are you saying? Oh, game changer. Okay, big time. Okay, so that's a yes. Okay, thank you. This text says, no, Sabas will not make a difference. I will actually not vote PLP because of his nomination. That says that call texter. This says, no, Sabas will not help. He's a turnoff as he made his money illegally. The PLP has done very little, and Sabas cannot change that. Answer is no there. This text says, the incident in the House of Assembly with Pintard and Hannah Martin is similar to the encounter Pintard had with Bain. She blurted out a very disrespectful remark from her seat, and Pintard responded with an implication but called no names. Martin then rose to her feet and went off. Pintard acquitted himself very well. It was classic. You should Google it. Sabastian makes no difference to the narrative, and politics may even harm him. So that's another no. I saw the clip, so I don't need to see the clip anymore. I saw the clip. I heard what Glennis said on a seat. I heard. So, and the implication was, everybody knows Togi and what the implications are and that. It was a murder for hire plot and all that kind of stuff. So it's not flattery ring to Mr. Pintard. But the problem is, Mr. Pintard said what he said in the mic standing on his feet. That's a different world. Had he been sitting down and said what he said, maybe that makes a difference. So Glennis getting up to refute the matter or to speak to the matter made good sense because he had put that matter in the official hands it on the mic, and that's why she asked him to withdraw it, which he eventually did. And she did the appropriate thing because, you know, that's a different game once you stand up and put it in the mic. Now it's an official statement by yours. This says, Pintard was respectful in the exchange, and he certainly didn't call any names. Yeah, but see, this is what I keep telling people, right? Let me show you all something. If you say, Zhivago, you're such a stupid in person. You're a real idiot. Just because you respectfully say that to me didn't mean you didn't call me a stupid idiot. So we have to stop. What matters is the words we use and what we intend by those words. Glennis Hanna on her seat wanted to offend Michael Pintard with those words. It's the same thing as when people use stuff with you that they know is hurtful or harmful to you. But she was on her seat, in her seat though. It's not a part of the official record. He wanted to be hurtful to her. Because he was hurt, but he put it in the official record. That's different. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, no. He's not a game changer, so no.
Okay, so Bass is not.
He already had a black eye.
Okay.
They gave them another black eye.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Do we have another call on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. This says, laugh out loud, I understand, but again, he didn't call her name. Okay, so let me say, folks, how you know, just listen to your statement. Your statement is, he didn't call her name. Well, you know she was talking about him. He was talking about her. Come on, man. Context matters, all right? So them kind of little slick, tricky stuff, that don't play it, man. That don't play it. All right, it's best not to just go there. That's really the truth. Just best not to go there. All right. You want to take this last break now, producer, so we could finish up with these texts? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago. I'm your host. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Everybody, come take my hand.
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
As
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive, professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. This person says, Mr. Lang, I didn't know he was referring to until she responded. Yeah, but she responded. Why do you think she responded? Because she knew he was talking to. And why didn't you know who he was talking to? He was looking right at her. Come on, man. He was looking right at her. And he was responding after she said something. Come on, man. If you was in court, be a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, so far the vote is a Barca game changer, helping the PLP improve its prospects to win. So far, 2-1, yeah, no, he will not. 2-1. 21 person says no. 10 person says yes. This text says no, Sebastian makes this country further perceived as being corrupt. So that's a no. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, I grew up with wrong being wrong and right being right. Should we as a Christian nation celebrate someone who is playing a huge part of the financial downfall of many families in the inner city? Because let's remember, the majority voted no. So that's a no. So that's another no. He will not. Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I join others with a great no. So that's another no. He can continue serving in the capacity that he is currently doing. He is the beneficiary of an industry that thousands of Bahamians voted against. The people of Fort Charlotte will realize after all of the partying and is over, they will see that things remain the same. No job, homelessness, etc., says that text. This text says, Sabas worsened it, so that's a no. It says, it reminds Bahamians of the Sabas PLP portrayal of the Bahamian people. Sebastian has done nothing innovative to date. He operated in a contained system built for his advantage to the exclusion of others, then used those monies to provide an advantage to launch other businesses. Again, Sabas represents the PLP, what they claim to have fought against for over 70 years, says that texter. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Sabas will not make a difference. My answer is no. That's another no. This text says, Mr. Lang, good laugh just now. Anyhow, could please opine on the government tactics of creating a schism in the different unions and excluding Mrs. Wilson, his schoolmate, and Kingsley Black from the latest meeting. So I am hearing. We'll talk about it another time. This text says no. So that's another no for whether Sabas is a game changer. All right. I'm going to give you the final score when the show comes to an end. This says the question is, Mr. Lang, is if elected, is Sebastian going to speak for his constituents or speak out against the government if things are not best for the country and constituency? If not, he will be just another politician with a muzzle on if he gets elected. Well, you didn't answer the question, but I thank you for your words. The majority voted no, but good thing, because the majority of who voted no does not be in the number house. All right, so I don't get a vote there. I don't see what you... This says no. Doubt Sabas will not make a difference. Okay, so that's another no. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. Good day to you, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
Greater Bahamas at large. I don't think he would make a difference in the positive.
Okay.
However, if he's saying that part of the stigma attached to him is him making so much gains from illegal gambling, right? I think that he can turn some heads in the positive if he show his full support behind a national lottery.
I see.
Coupled with freedom of information.
I see. Appreciate your calling. Appreciate it. It says Sabas will not help the PLP chance in the next election. The PLP is gone. Sabas favored over the referendum was wrong. Okay, so that's another no. By that text. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Oh, they left? All right. This says, good afternoon, Sabas. We'll ball the slackers in Farrington and Pitt Road. I am upset with this nomination. Not game changer. That's another no. Okie dokie. All right. Let's see. This says, Sabas has his eye on the prize. PM for life. PPLP let in the Trojan horse, no way will he settle for mayor MP position. His ratification is a slap in the face of the Bahamians. No game changer, so that's another no. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, how you doing?
My answer as a Bahamian citizen is no. It won't make a difference.
Okay.
And can I say something before, after I just cast my vote? Let me say this, son. You've been in politics for many years, so you know what is happening. You represent Chippenham. Chippenham constituency, if it leave as it is one of the most interesting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You have different level of financial makeup and different level of thinking. You won that area, you camp in that area. And I just want to say this, and you know this for record. I don't know if Ben remember this. We had a millionaire, someone who could give Shabazz money and the change, Frankie Wilson, our home chairman, and he run in that area with all of his wealth, and he got beat. Resounding beat. I just want you to, if you want to make a comment on that, for people to understand, I know I'm going to do it money, you know. Real people vote on real issues.
I got you,
that's
bro.
What I vote for.
Thank you, bro.
The good show, Mr. Lang.
Appreciate it. This says, this is sad. Sabas will cause the end of the mighty PLP as we know it, says this texter. So that's a no. This says, say that's why they put him in an area full of poor people. All right. All right. Let me see, make sure I get everybody here. This says a resounding no, Sabas will not. Okay. This says no to him. This says no. Okay. All right. So we got like no more minutes. Okay. We got no more minutes. So let me tally up the score. All right. Let me tally up the score. So that's 21. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 says no, he will not be a game changer. And 10 says yes, he will be a game changer. That's 3-1. 3-1. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. Listen, you all have a great weekend. God spares life. We'll be back again with you next week. Be well.